And finally, we have the yeast prototrophy kit from the Rosser Lab at the University of Cambridge. Although autotrophic markers are used frequently for selection in yeast, Adgene's own Plasmids 101 Yeast Vectors blog post concedes that they do have some drawbacks. For example, great care needs to be taken with common S288C strains, since failing to fully complement strains with multiple autotrophies or using different autotrophic backgrounds can lead to disparate physiological effects and complicate any metabolic study. The Rosser Lab has created a unique tool with their yeast prototrophy kit, a set of plasmids designed to complement unused autotrophies and Saccharomyces strains by compensating for histidine, leucine, uracil, methionine, and lysine deficiencies, or combinations thereof. The 23 plasmids in this kit are derived from the Rosser Lab's own PHLUM minichromosomal vector, and besides being used for restoring strain prototrophy, can also aid in designing self-establishing, metabolically cooperating communities. The uniform multiple cloning site in this plasmid series also allows for protein expression under a range of autotrophic markers. You can read more about this important new tool for the yeast research community in the Rosser Lab's open access article in F1000 Research.